what is the difference between everything that you've done before and this now?
Well, I can tell you, I officially retired from corporate America. I also retired and sold my business. I had started a transportation.
With your experiences, both good and bad, to be able to bring all of this together to build the website, and it is beautiful.
Thank you.
I know that that has been a labor of love.
It has
with
been
you
a labor
and-
of love, yes.
Who sticks out in your mind as somebody who's really made a difference to you?
I'm going
to
tell you, and that's, oh, I got goosebumps. That's a real easy answer.
Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
Hey, real quick, before we start, I know most of you listening right now haven't actually hit that subscribe button yet. I get it. You're busy. But it only takes 2 seconds, and it means you'll always have the best business stories and insights from South Haven waiting for you. So go ahead, tap it now. I'll wait. All right, now let's get started on today's episode. Hey guys, thanks for joining us for another episode of South Haven Business Beat. I'm your host, Kristen Engelke, and we're sitting down again today with another business owner and just fellow entrepreneur to learn about their business and ways that they can offer advice and tips to help you do business better and to work smarter and not harder. So today I have the distinct pleasure of sitting down with Ms. Karen Major, the founder of Creme Magnolia. And Ms. Karen, it is so lovely to have you here on the podcast today.
Thank you so much, Kristen. It is absolutely my pleasure.
So I have gotten to know you a little bit. You're a relatively new member.
Yes, I am.
But you are full of life and passion for what you're doing here.
I am that.
Can you tell me a little bit about your background, just where you came from before Creme Magnolia
before
was even
Creme
an
Magnolia.
Idea?
Well, I will give you the short version. I started my career way over 40 years ago, back in the day when women were not welcome in most industries. I got my first big corporate job by changing my name on my resume from Karen to KR. So I went for an interview in Kansas City. They didn't know till I showed up that I was a woman. And that was my first big break. So I had to nail that interview. So over the years, I have worked in corporate America, gone from hero to zero and reached the C-suite. I have been most fortunate in I have been able to work with and mentor women in business, typically through SBDCs. And that has been, without question, the highlight of my career. I know what it's like to start a business, build a business. I've done both more than once. I know where rock bottom is. I know what it feels like to have no backup plan, no money, no nothing. And you just survive and you work harder. And so that has given me a tremendous background for the development of Creme Magnolia. Now, Creme Magnolia is... It's my passion. It is a passion project. It is my last project. So it's my swan song. It was never meant to be a business. I didn't start it for that reason. But today we have technology that I didn't have 40 odd years ago. So I know I can help more better. And that's how Creme Magnolia was born.
So you said that it was your last project. This is your legacy. What is the difference between everything that you've done before and this now?
Well, I can tell you, I officially retired from corporate America. I also retired and sold my business. I had started a transportation company that started with a 1973 Volkswagen and ended up as an agent in 17 states. And apparently it looks like something very interesting because a bank bought it from me. What is different? Now I have the time since I am retired. I have been asked on more than one occasion, well, why are you doing this instead of just relaxing and being retired? I'm doing it because I know what it's like to build a business. I know what it's like to have little, if any, resources. And so those are the things that I can provide, both through Creme Magnolia, through my contacts, and through resources that are available for women that they may or may not be able to access on their own. So it's about mentorship. It's about solving problems. It's about creating or facilitating the passion that another woman may have. Now, passion is the why, but they need resources. They need help. They need a plan. Otherwise, that passion is just, it's a bonfire for an unsuccessful venture. So that's where I come in.
I love that, because you do bring to the table so much expertise and in the details of it, because you do need more than just passion. Having a great idea is great, but if you don't have the parameters and the dedication and the guidance to know what to do with it, to have the right vehicle to carry the idea into execution.
Exactly.
It makes all the difference. So, well,
one thing that I just heard recently, and I've heard this over and over and over, I hear a woman talking about a beautiful project, something she's really passionate about. And then the next sentence is, I don't have any business background. So she doesn't know what she doesn't know. So the joy in Creme Magnolia is to walk through all of the processes. Things as basic as how to write a business plan and how will that business plan be reviewed or received. Now, on the Creme Magnolia website, we have over 80 downloadable resources for our members. Things as simple as a partnership agreement. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but the point is those agreements need to start from someplace. You can either pay an attorney $300 an hour, or you can have the basis for an agreement to work with a partner. And in today's world, things like influencers. Well, unless you have a good plan to work with an influencer and an agreement to be protected, if you don't know what you don't know, then there is a very real possibility of landing, not really in trouble, but in a fix you might or might not be able to get out of.
Absolutely. I love that you have taken all of your background and all of the things that you have learned and just collected through the years with your experiences, both good and bad, to be able to bring all of this together to build the website. And it is beautiful.
Thank you.
I know that that has been a labor of love.
It has with been you a labor of love, yes.
But it is coming together, and I see something new almost every day when I go and look and check it out.
Thank you.
There are a ton of different resources that you have now gotten on there. So tell me what that process looks like. I'm a female entrepreneur. I'm starting a business. And there's a whole lot of things that I don't know that I don't know.
That's correct.
And I stumble upon your website.
Well, I'll tell you what we've done to answer that. We have added a brand new page to the website. It's called She Speaks. Yes. Now, She Speaks is, for lack of a better word, the communication hub, the heart of Creme Magnolia. So a guest can come to our website and move over to the She Speaks page. And guess what? She can get a 15-minute telephone call with me. Ask your questions. Bring your concerns. Is this something that I can do myself? Do I need help? Et cetera, et cetera. And I am happy to take those calls. That particular website or that particular page has the capability of registering for our newsletter, which comes out every week. And we are launching our webinars, which will start the end of this month. That's called She Speaks Bold Moves. That's not about me sitting there, throwing out everything I think and know and what have you. No, we provide a form. Fill out that form. What are your problems? What are your concerns? What are your challenges? What do you need? How can you get help? And then they send it back. So those webinars are going to be about our guests at the webinar. Let's answer the questions. Let's make it community so that everybody can weigh in. Now that I mentioned community, that's what Creme Magnolia is. It is a community of like-minded women who are growing their business or have a great idea and don't know where to start.
And that is a completely online virtual.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Now, back in the day, when I first started working with women, we didn't have websites. And I can remember when I got my first fax machine. So that was a really big deal. But now, with the technology that we have, I can be more visual, more open, and more accessible. And that's what it's all about, being accessible. Now, there are big-time agencies out there, and you can spend tens of thousands of dollars for help building a business. Well, most women, or may I say many women, cannot afford that kind of help. You know, to spend $10,000 or $20,000 with an agency,
yeah,
and keep a roof over your head and your kids fed and, you know, all the challenges of being a woman in business, that's not what this is about.
Absolutely. And even, honestly, even if you can afford to spend that much money, working smarter, not harder in the first place, yeah, you get a quality of service, but you can get the same quality of service from someone like you who isn't looking to make, you know, $1 million. They're not looking at you as a dollar sign. You're looking at them as, I'm giving back to the next generation.
That's exactly right.
I'm passing on the knowledge and the things that I didn't have provided to me.
Oh, that's exactly right. In fact, I was asked at the very beginning of the development of Creme Magnolia, how are you going to make a bunch of money doing this? I almost laughed. I said, well, first of all, it was never about money. It was never about building a business. So you've missed the point entirely. And guess what? That was not a woman that asked me that. And I'm not a man basher either. I love men. And right. In fact, Creme Magnolia has a few male members. I was happy to receive them. That's not the purpose of Creme Magnolia. But what was I going to say? No.
Absolutely not.
When an honest human being, male or female, asks for help, absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's what we're about.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to bring more opportunities to our members and to our community. And this podcast is one of the many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't be able to do what we do without the support of our sponsor, Wisdom Integrators. They're the strategic tech partner that makes it possible for businesses to work smarter and not harder. Wisdom Integrators helps organizations harness that power of technology by designing tailored solutions for workflow, automation, process improvement, and digital transformation. For small businesses or large enterprises, they bridge the gap between the vision and the execution. Are you ready to scale up your efficiency and impact? Then you need to come and visit wisdomintegrators.com to schedule your consultation today. So I know that when you and I have talked a couple of times that the whole technology side of things has been a foreign concept.
It's beyond foreign.
So what would you say has helped you just stay encouraged, push through the uncertainty, and just keep going with your mission and your vision, even during that time of foreign development?
Well, I will tell you, I was determined. I had already written my own business plan. I had already done a feasibility study, a budget, and all the things that I help other women to do. But I was absolutely determined that Creme Magnolia, the community, the forward-facing website, was going to be exactly how I wanted it. So what did I do? I don't know anything about building a website. You know, I can barely maneuver Amazon. And so I had to hire people to do it. I call them my tech bros. My tech bros on a daily basis, and we met daily, and would tell me, no, you can't do that because. And I'd say, oh, yes, I can, and this is why. And so it went on and on and on, and it takes more than just a website developer. It takes other people with technical expertise in different facets. See, the Crème Magnolia website is huge. What you don't see is that there are 29 pages behind that forward website. It's a big website. And everything is in acronyms. So while the tech bros and I were on Zoom calls at 4 o'clock in the morning, they're throwing out these acronyms, and I'm on Google trying to figure out, what are they talking about? Or I'm making lists. Uh-huh. And I literally had to learn what these acronyms were. I had one morning where it was a particularly difficult exercise technically. And there were four of us on the call, and the web developer said, well, I'm just going to have to put my foot down right now and tell you, you can't do that. Oh, really? Well, I'd already had 3 cups of coffee. He said, so let me put my foot down. Sir, your services are no longer necessary, so you can go now. And that very day, because I had made a lot of contacts, I hired a brilliant web designer, web builder, and I said, this is what I want. This is why I want it this way. And he's like, great. Crème Magnolia looks like it does because I fought for it not to be a plug-in template blue that looked like, you know, a gym membership.
Every other website
out
there.
Every other website. Absolutely. I was going to make it beautiful because Crème Magnolia is beautiful, and that's what I want to share.
So through this journey, you have spent your life mentoring other women. Mm-hmm. And this passion for this project has just been like the full-on manifestation of that.
That's right.
But who in your past or even in your present mentors you? Who sticks out in your mind as somebody who's really made a difference to you?
I'm going
to
tell you, and that's, oh, I got goosebumps. That's a real easy answer. When I was still in school and thinking about, okay, I need to go to college, what I want to do, yada, yada, yada. A dear friend of my mother's, her name was Evelyn. She was a librarian at an elementary school in Arkansas. She was the first librarian in a public school in the state of Arkansas. And she was a genius, and I loved her. And she believed in me. Everything I ever thought of, every idea, wild ideas I ever had, Evelyn would listen to me, and she'd say, hey, you can do that. And until she passed away 3 years ago, she was still my mentor. And I would give anything if she could see Crème Magnolia today. So it's
That's Evelyn. Incredible. So this is for Evelyn, just as much Evelyn. As it's for you.
Exactly.
I love that so much.
I do. I have goosebumps.
And now you've got me giving goosebumps. Yeah. See, I love, that is the story. That's the stuff. That's why we do what we do on the podcast. Because every business is so much more than just brick and mortar, computer websites. There's a story and a passion that's different from any other. And working with a small business, you get to see that.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't get that with one of those Fortune 500 companies.
In my life, Evelyn was the only person who, without hesitation, believed in me. And always said, you can do this. I don't care how tired I got. I don't care how frustrated I got or afraid. She would always tell me why I could do it. And invariably, I did.
That's awesome. I love that you're making her proud.
I hope so.
Absolutely.
I do.
So in the progress, since you have started Crème Magnolia and you're taking on new clients, new women that you're able to pour back into, do you have any specific testimonial of a woman you have helped? that kind of has the same story?
There are five testimonials on the website right now. And they are just beautiful. I mean, it was so nice to receive those because, you know, when you have your head in the trenches and you're dealing with acronyms and, you know, you wake up one day and something's broken and you don't know how to fix it, yada, yada. I get those testimonials. And basically it said, until I started working with Graham Magnolia, I wasn't aware that I could do X, or thanking Creme Magnolia for, because we do one-on-one meetings and mentorships. And so those have been really important because it's not always kind when you have to say, this is not a complete plan. It's not well thought out. So here's what we need to do. And there have been times back in the day when I had to tell a woman, I had to say no. But it had to be recent. Why? So, yes, the testimonials are on the website. And they're on a nice carousel so you can see them. And I was proud that that worked.
I love. So, okay, let's break it down to what the business looks like. Because it is still a business. It is still a service. Yes. So is it a subscription-based thing? Is there a multi-level to?
Two.
Okay, there's two levels.
There are two levels.
Okay, so what do we get for basic level? What do we get as bonus for the higher level? What does that look like?
Okay, the core membership, that's what you would call the base. That is designed for women who are just getting started, who just need to step their toe in the water, may or may not have much in terms of resources, and or if any. And it's priced at like $23 for the year. The premium membership, I know.
Hold on a minute.
Exactly. The premium membership, oh, and she's still in the core membership. There are still resources that are available for those core members. I think there are 25 resources downloadable that she can start using today. The premium membership is everything. It's all resources that are downloadable. Everybody gets a seat at the table for the webinars, but the premium members have priority access and also have the capability of an assigned mentor, the quarterly one-on-ones. We have another page called Rising Stars, and that's where we put our new members, and they stay on the website forever after that, but we advertise their website, their email address, their contact information. Okay. And so that membership is $127 a year.
Okay. That
this
is
was
still
never about making money. It never was.
Absolutely.
All I need for Creme Magnolia to do is pay for itself, and that's it.
And that is beyond, because there are so many women that need these resources that they're going to be blown away when they find out.
I hope so.
How much of a mission you really believe that this is, because that price behind it proves that this is just because you care.
Exactly. You know, when I look and I shop, I look at the internet, I see what kind of business offers are out there. And when I see offers, 25 courses for $25, or this or that, I find that offensive because those creators, those sellers of those little courses, in my opinion, they breed on desperation. So if a woman sees that, and it's a great ad, it's a slick ad, you know, six figures in 6 months using our programs, and she spends $25 and it doesn't work. It breaks my heart, and I find it offensive, really offensive, physically offensive, because it doesn't have to be that way. So when I speak to And I have. I've spoken to women who've told me, I've bought this course and that course and that course. And so what did you get for your money? Did you get help, real help? Did anyone sit down with you to determine what your needs really are? No. So that's why when I started creating the resource library, these are not courses at all. They're not meant to be courses. These are necessary business resources. Cash flow and cash management. When an entrepreneur tells me, well, I don't have a business background or I don't have an accounting background. Well, a lot of people don't. Well, this resource explains what cash flow and cash management is and how to do it. Or what kind of insurance do I need? I work from home, so I probably don't need any. Oh, guess again. The resources, I have vetted them for countless hours on every single one of them to make absolutely sure that I'm pulling information from credible, valuable resources, because I'm going to take that information and I'm going to create a resource for our members. It's got to be vetted first, and I mean in a real big way.
And I love that on the website, you literally have every one of them on the website, where even before I join and pay my $23, I can see each and everything that's on there, from the building a business plan to what is the cash flow thing,
right,
to just basic applications and everything. It's just listed out. So I can see every PDF document, every resource. You don't hide anything.
No, I don't.
Absolutely nothing.
I'll tell you what else is there now, and I bet you haven't seen it yet because it's pretty new.
What?
I had some help. We did some research, market research, to determine what are the market rates for these resources. So there are websites that just do contracts and legal documents.
Yes.
So you go there. What is the membership cost and how much does it cost for each, you know, download, et cetera. So we did full research on every single resource on Creme Magnolia, and it says on there, market value X.
Yes, I did see that, actually.
Did you see that? You know what? When I was given the total, I was blown away.
Yes.
The total of all those resources is $63,000 if you bought them on the open market. That blew me away because I've had my nose in resources for over a year, you know, developing them.
Yes. Something else that's on the website that I love is that you have started the blog.
Yes.
Which has led to a book.
It has.
And I am obsessed with the name of this blog. Like, I'm going to keep these and just stick them in my pocket and use them. And then I'll tell people where it came from, of course, because I got to give you props.
Thank you.
But When Grit, Grace, and Zero Backup Plan is a Way of Life. If that doesn't completely describe me, I don't know what else does.
Yeah, it describes so many women. And it was my mantra for so long. You're absolutely right. And thank you for mentioning it.
Yes.
This week, my book published. It's called Unpolished But Unstoppable. Can I show it?
Absolutely. Thank Hold
you.
That up.
Thank you.
Right there. Unpolished and Unstoppable.
This book is the heart behind Creme Magnolia. About the first third of the little book is about Creme Magnolia. But the rest of it are all about lessons. And fortunately, I experienced all of those lessons. So I know what the school of hard knocks is. And in fact, I've been to rock bottom so many times, it's surprising I didn't get mail there. But I wanted to publish this as another opportunity to help women. It's not a big read, but my opinion is it's a really powerful read because it's unvarnished.
And that's what matters. If it's powerful, if it's inspiring, the number of pages did, and it's substantial. It's not a little baby book.
No, but, it's not a baby book. There's no coloring in it.
But I love the blog, and if it's even remotely close to what I've already experienced so far, I am really excited. Can you tell us where we can find the book? Where can we buy this book?
The book is available on Amazon. It's both in paperback and Kindle.
Okay.
And this was my first venture into publishing a book. And so I learned a lot during that process, you know, the process of getting your Library of Congress copyright number, which you don't have to have for a Kindle publication, but you do for paper. But that was quite an experience. And so I think I need to create a resource about how to publish a book.
That's coming next. That's going to be another resource.
Exactly.
I love it. So, okay, if you were to look at 30-year-old you and you had one piece of advice to give her that you wish more than anything you knew then what you know now, also could fall in line with what you want to tell new budding entrepreneurs, what is one absolute thing that they need to do right now?
Plan, and more plan. You need to be protected. You need to know where you're going and how you're going to get there. Because sometimes the mistakes that we make as young entrepreneurs are simply from not knowing. You know, gee, I can do this by the seat of my pants. Well, guess what? Not always. And those mistakes, when we don't have enough planning and we don't have enough protection, can be costly. So absolutely, that would be my best advice.
Absolutely. Well, in the process of this, in your building of your dream, it led you along the path of joining the chamber. And we're so glad that you are a part of our family. Do you have anything in particular that, and I don't want to be like, how has the chamber helped you? But I always want to know what we're doing well, what we're not doing so well. What are you looking to gain from your membership? What has the chamber done that has really made an impact in your mission so far?
This is not the first chamber where I have been a member. I will say this is the exceptional chamber in that since the day I walked into your office, I felt as though my business, not the entire world, but my business was important. What it is I wanted to do. And then the first words that came back at me were, how can we help you? I was almost slack-jawed. I'm used to people saying, how can we help you? I think that when I have been around at chamber functions and what have you, it's always amazing to me to see how connected the chamber is to its members. And then by extension, how the chamber members become connected with one another.
Yes.
That's extraordinary.
And that is one thing that has truly blessed my heart. The longer I've been under the chamber as an employee, it is our mission. It is our passion. We want to do more than just know about your business and refer you to clients. Yes, we want you to help build business.
Right.
But I want to know who you are. I want to know who your kids are. I want to know what your pain points are. I want to be your cheerleader, your megaphone for your story, not just your product.
And I feel that. And I have experienced that. In fact, I met a lady at the last ribbon cutting that was here. And I said, my name is Karen Major. And she saw my name tag and she saw Kramer. And she says, I know who you are. And I said, really, how so? She heard from another chamber member. That's extraordinary. I mean, if I look back 10 years, that's the kind of recognition I have to pay for. Seriously.
Yes, ma'am.
But here's a stranger that says, I know who you are. And I thought about that all day long. It means I didn't have to post that on Facebook or, anything else. It just was, and it was great.
Absolutely. And that's one of those things. You can pay for all the marketing in the world. You can post every day on social media, but word of mouth and your connections with other people are going to be that driving force. And I love that. Even this, us using our podcast, while yes, it's technology, while yes, it's marketing, it's you having a platform to tell your story.
Exactly.
It's our members and viewers a chance to see you for who you are and your vision and your swan song. And I love that.
I'll do this every week.
Right? Thank you so much for coming on our podcast. I am so blessed by you and your vision and your heart for other female entrepreneurs.
And
everybody, if you haven't done so, you need to go visit. It's KrimMagnolia.com.
Yes, ma'am.
And check out all the things and give Miss Karen Major a call and let her help you build the business of your dreams, because you don't know what you don't know, and she knows a lot. So thank y'all for joining. If you haven't done so yet, click that little subscribe button down at the bottom, because you don't want to miss a single episode or a single business tip or story behind the business. Thanks so much for joining us. Bye-bye. At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to create more opportunities for our members and community to share their story. And this podcast is just one of many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't make it happen without Pure Focus Media, the creative team behind the scenes helping make us and a lot of local businesses to look and sound their best. Pure Focus Media is on a mission to make high-quality video and content creation accessible to businesses of all sizes. From strategy to production, they help tell your story, attract more leads, and grow through the power of video. If you're ready to level up your brand, you need to visit purefocus.media and schedule your strategy call today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources.